whatever spiritual practice you do, whatever path you follow, the most important part of that journey is the sincerity of your heart. That sincerity of heart comes from the deep touch of the indwelling self, from the guru within, the touch of divine presence comes. And it is that touch that opens your heart, awakens you from the slumber of material world, and brings you into knowledge of the infinite. That is the grace of Guru. It is not achieved by any practice. It is not achieved by any discipline or any accomplishment that you have. It's not a result of anything you've done. But when you give yourself wholeheartedly to the divine with true sincerity, then that grace opens to you. That grace of that shower of infinite love is always there, always falling upon you. But when you are holding up the umbrella of ego, you can't feel it. It's when you, due to whatever circumstances in your life, be they difficult or be your deep sadhana, through whatever circumstance, through you lower that umbrella of ego, and you allow the shower of grace to fall upon you. Then through that grace, your heart is opened, because it's through grace that the vision of divine presence is given, that the true connection is made. And once you have felt that, once you have experienced that true deep connection with Guru, with God, with Self, then you are never the same. There's no going back, because your heart is touched in a very, very deep way. There is no returning to what was. The love that surrounds you is infinite. The grace is infinite. When that touch of the divine is there for you, you feel from that point forward that you are not alone in this world, that the force that guides the stars guides you too, that your path in the world is one carved by cosmic will, not by your personal will. And that love is the pole star of your life, the core of your life. When this happens, you no longer live by outer standards set by other people, but you live by the inner guidance, the inner relation that you feel to that infinite one. That inner relationship, that inner grace, where your heart is deeply affected, deeply touched by a love so beautiful, a presence so vast, that all of the other experiences of life are shadows of it. When that love touches you, it stirs the longing in the heart. It stirs the passion to be one with God. It stirs the passion to be near, to be closer than close, to feel that you and that one beloved are together. That love, which is so infinite, so all-encompassing, so great, that to live in its presence is unbearable. Separation is unbearable. When you come close to that love, it's like coming close to the sun. It burns you. It burns everything that you have thought you are. It's burnt in the light and radiance of that infinite being. When Arjuna asked Lord Krishna, "Show me, Lord, your true form." And Lord Krishna unveiled before him his infinite form in all its vastness and complexities, from the worst and most horrible to the greatest and the best, to the infinite radiance beyond the radiance of the sun, for which you cannot stand in the presence of. You cannot exist in the presence of. It's too painful to be separated. When that radiance of Lord is seen in full, there is no capacity of duality. The heart and the mind are insane with passion to be lost in that love. Thus, the one who is to realize the infinite is like the man drowning, wanting air, so intense is the passion of love. But that passion doesn't come by practices alone. That passion comes from grace, from that infinite one revealing its presence to you. That's a matter of grace, not of any activity you have done to earn it. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. It's not for sale. It's the secret indwelling core of your own heart, in which that infinite loved one abides. So to have that grace, you must call out with all your heart, with all your soul, and long, "Let me see you," like Arjuna said to Krishna, "Let me see your true form, Lord. Reveal yourself to me, that I may know you fully. I don't want anything from you. I just want to be, to give everything to you. When you feel this, when you want to give everything to that infinite one, then that surrender takes down the umbrella of ego, and the shower of grace touches you. The grace you cannot achieve, you cannot earn. You can experience by letting go. Letting go. And allowing love.